lights, we left the crowd, we left the world and locked it out. She left a picture in my head, she left a night I can't forget. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in her purse, I guess it makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more, but she kept the hotel key.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After first saying the Louvre would reopen today, officials in Paris say the famous museum will remain closed for another day following the brazen heist of some of France's crown jewels.
The suspects took eight pieces, including sets of sapphire and emerald necklaces and earrings, elaborate diamond brooches, two diadems, and Napoleon's wife, Empress Eugenie's diamond-encrusted golden crown, nearly 200 years old, which prosecutors say was recovered at the scene. Reportedly damaged and left behind as the thieves made their getaway on scooters.
That's ABC's Allison Kosick. There was a spike in internet site outages this morning following a disruption of Amazon Web Services. Facebook, Amazon, The Wall Street Journal, Roblox, all sites that were affected and down. President Trump is now threatening to cut off all U.S. aid to Colombia after the president of that country accused the U.S. of unlawfully killing fishermen in the military strikes in the Caribbean. This is ABC News. A cargo aircraft skidding off a Hong Kong runway into the sea when landing over the weekend. Two people in an airport ground vehicle on the tarmac were killed. In a separate incident, the crew of an Air China flight prevented tragedy. ABC's Morgan Norwood explains.
That Air China flight forced to make an emergency landing in Shanghai after a lithium battery ignited, and within seconds, flames tearing through an overhead bin, black smoke pouring across the cabin, crews then running with fire extinguishers. And this is why we see these airlines ban loose lithium batteries and checked bags. They have to stay in your carry-on so that crews can reach them fast if something like this goes wrong. And that's exactly what Air China says the crew did, that they followed protocol, quickly put that fire out, and thankfully no one was injured.
Three backyard flocks of North Carolina birds have tested positive for bird flu. The North Carolina Department of Agriculture says this type of avian flu is considered low risk for humans, but is very contagious for birds. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. An Ashland-based nonprofit, the Burke Center for Ecosystem Research, has successfully rerouted a 500-foot section of North Fish Creek near Eno to combat Lake Superior's largest source of sediment. The project moved the waterway 50 yards from an eroding bluff, aiming to reduce sediment by 2,800 tons annually, preventing that material from eventually reaching Shawamigan Bay, where the city of Ashland draws its drinking water and improving trout habitat. The project, the fifth and largest on Fish Creek since 2018, contributes to the Burke Center's long-term sediment reduction goal, with plans for an even larger downstream project. Thursday, October 30th at 4 p.m., it's Ghosts and Ghouls with storyteller Tracy Chipman over at the Phillips Public Library. Tracy will share a collection of hauntingly delightful stories perfect for the Halloween season. Costumes are encouraged, so come dressed to impress. This is free and family-friendly, so be sure not to miss it. Once again, it's taking place Thursday, October 30th at 4 p.m., over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is encouraging electric and natural gas utility customers with outstanding bills to take action. Melissa Kay has more.
The moratorium period begins November 1st and runs through April 15th. During that time, utilities are prohibited from disconnecting utility service for non-payment when it's used for home heating. If you're currently disconnected, however, you must make arrangements to restore service before the moratorium begins. Utilities are not required to reconnect service until payment arrangements have been made. You can make arrangements directly with your provider or apply for financial assistance. You can find more information and links at energyandhousing.wi.gov.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Nightfall Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Nightfall Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Nightfall Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at nightfallcars.com.
The Affordable Care Act is under pressure in Washington, D.C., and if it goes away, a lot of Wisconsin farm families will be negatively impacted. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Taking a little deeper dive on the Affordable Care Act and Wisconsin farm families' reliance on it, that's next.
What makes Dairyland seed corn different? The right stuff. More options to help you fight corn rootworm pests. A variety of hybrids with an advanced combination of above-ground pest control and herbicide tolerance. And a ton of other options supported by direct access to agronomy experts who will help you get the most out of the ideal seed for your Midwestern acres. The right corn for you and the right people by your side. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin trying to draw attention to the Affordable Care Act and the farm families in the state that depend on it. She held a recent roundtable with the Wisconsin Farmers Union to discuss what's happening in Washington, D.C. and what it means to Wisconsin farm families. Danielle Envick is the executive director of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. She says she's worried about what would happen to those families.
Rising costs are everywhere in farming right now. We definitely don't need to see them at a level that can impact families and their health. Farming income right now is already so unpredictable with what's going on with tariffs. You start looking at what we've got going on with soybean deals in South America, and it's a wild roller coaster that we're on. Even a few hundred dollars a month more for premiums are going to tip the balance from barely affordable to unattainable. And what I'm worried about is farm families not being covered in the long run here.
Danielle Envick, she's the executive director of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. She says the numbers are very intimidating if the tax benefits of the Affordable Care Act go away. Now estimated that some 270,000 Wisconsinites would see their health care premiums basically double in the new year, and some 30,000 Wisconsinites would have their health care terminated entirely.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And on Friday, the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection announced the first confirmed case of eastern equine encephalitis in the state. It impacted a five-month-old colt in Marathon County. Horse owners being reminded to check their vaccination records. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Monday. I'm PM Yonke.
The Packers beat the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a five-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to in game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team, by the time I, you know, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. An unsettled start to the week with showers likely later this afternoon, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs near 60. Some evening showers, chilly, lows in the mid-30s. Showers again on Tuesday, still breezy, highs only in the mid-40s. Currently, it's 27. 98 Q Country.
City singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall. And that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall. Snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, and everyone's the same. And this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, all upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill, a whippoorwill.
If I could be the reason hair's a mess, the bass drum beating way down deep in your chest, if I could be the voice on your radio, then I could be your long ride home. If mine could be the name that changes yours, the wine in your glass, swing on your porch, the dollar in your pocket, and the peaceful in your sleep, then I'd be what you mean to me. Standing here watching you, turning every head in this crowded room, the light
perfect's what you see, then that'd be what you mean to me. The cool in the rain, the spark in your eye, the answer to your prayer and the faith that sets you free, then I'd be what you mean to me. Standing here watching you, turning every head in this crowded room, the light. How you feel, and perfect's what you see, and that'd be what you mean to me. What you mean to me. And oh, all of this talking makes you laugh, but I've gotta let you know just how I feel. While I'm standing here watching you, turning every head in this crowded room, the lights down low, dancing slow, oh, it falling's how you feel, and perfect's what you see, then that'd be what you mean to me. Yeah, falling's how you feel, and perfect's what you see, then that'd be what you mean to me. Be what you mean to me. Oh, be what you mean, what you mean, what you mean, what you mean.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Turns out me and you together might take so long, cause I got better since you got gone.
I'll go by the name of Shaboozy.
I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth.
98 Q Country.
You boys ever met a real country girl? Talking true blue, out in the woods, down home, country.
She's a hot little number in her pickup truck. Daddy, sweet money done jacked it up. She's a party all nighter from South Carolina. A bad mama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick, juicy Georgia peach with a thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay. She's country.
Hell raising sugar when the sun goes down. Mama taught her how to rip up the town. Honey tripping honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess. Crazy mother trucker, undercover lover. Thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Nothing but country.
show them how a country girl does it one time now.
Laid there on the banks of the Rio, new silver buckle on your the flats.
What's up, y'all? It's Megan Maroney.
It's my favorite station.
98Q Country.
Little George Strait for a Monday morning, singing about the heartland, and a good Monday to you. Joel back here, good to have you with, wherever you're hanging out this morning. It is, I got breaking news this morning. It's a Monday. And the good news is, if you're a Bear fan, good news. I mean, could the Bears be back? If you're a Packer fan, it was a win. Wasn't a whole lot more than that, but it was a win. Packers are 4-1-1 somehow, some way. And if you're a Viking fan, well, it's a Monday. Lions play tonight. Lions play tonight, and the Brewers had their season ended. It seemed like a long time ago, but it was Friday, right? It was Friday night, and that was it. Sweep. Shohei Ohtani with one of the greatest performances in Major League Baseball playoff history with 3 home runs, and he threw, what, seven innings of scoreless ball, close to that anyway. So the Brewers, what a fun season, huh? An unexpected fun season for the crew, and we're very thankful. We'll be thankful for that. So Monday, we got a decent day here temperature-wise. We're going to see temperatures probably warm up to that 60 mark or so today. Warm weather hanging on a little bit longer than what we had talked about last week. But tomorrow it shall end, for a few days anyway. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, high temps probably 40, 45, depending on which end of the 98Q 100,000-watt flamethrower you're hanging out at. But by the weekend, 50s again, mid-50s. So not too bad to start the day. I mean, we're at 30. We had frost advisory. If it's outside, it stopped growing now, right? We're just kind of give in to that. If you got those plants that you take outside and then inside, I hope you brought them inside last night, because pretty solid. I mean, 30 here in the city. So that means 25, 26 for you low outlying people. Okay, so we're going to get this thing moving. We have a big week. It is our Day of Giving coming up on Thursday. One day a year we inform you and encourage you to give to a local venture. that does good things for our community, and his House of Hope will be that venture on Thursday. And we'll be talking about that through the week. We'll have a few items that you can actually call in on and bid on Thursday also. So stay tuned for more information about that. We have tournament volleyball tomorrow night. Shawamigan and Phillips both going to be playing. Shawamigan down in Colfax. Steve Jetlin will be there with that one for you on Trail Mix 103.1. And we've got Phillips right here hosting Glenwood City tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Logger Camp. So lots to do, lots of things going on. Let's get you updated as we do twice an hour in the morning show at 6:31. Let's get you some news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After first saying the Louvre would reopen today, officials in Paris say the famous museum will remain closed for another day following the brazen heist of some of France's crown jewels.
The suspects took 8 pieces, including sets of sapphire and emerald necklaces and earrings, elaborate diamond brooches, 2 diadems, and Napoleon's wife, Empress Eugenie's diamond-encrusted golden crown, nearly 200 years old, which prosecutors say was recovered at the scene. Reportedly damaged and left behind as the thieves made their getaway on scooters.
That's ABC's Allison Kosick. There was a spike in internet site outages this morning following a disruption of Amazon Web Services. Facebook, Amazon, The Wall Street Journal, Roblox, all sites that were affected and down. President Trump is now threatening to cut off all U.S. aid to Colombia after the president of that country accused the U.S. of unlawfully killing fishermen in the military strikes in the Caribbean. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. With respiratory virus season rapidly approaching in Wisconsin, and levels of viruses like flu, COVID-19, and RSV increasing, it is very important to take steps to help keep illness from derailing your plans. Be sure to check the respiratory illness activity where you live, located at dhs.wisconsin.gov, and do your part to keep yourself and everyone around you healthy and safe. Thursday, October 23rd at 6 p.m., it's Christian Cole, retired DNR educator and wildlife technician. You're invited out to the Wisconsin Concrete Park for an insightful and educational presentation and to learn about our Wisconsin wildlife with a bonus session about the ethics and future of hunting, fishing, and trapping in our state. All ages are welcome, and this program is free and open to the public. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, October 23rd at 6 p.m. over at the Wisconsin Concrete Park in Phillips. If you have horses, you may want to consider protecting them against mosquito bites. Melissa Kay reports.
The state announced the first positive case of Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or EEE, on Friday. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection confirms the case of EEE in Marathon County in a 5-year-old colt. EEE and West Nile virus are only transmitted by mosquito bites and are not contagious between horses. These viruses can cause inflammation of the brain. According to the DATCP, EEE is fatal in most horses showing signs of illness. Confirmation of an infection in the state confirms the presence of EEE in the mosquito population. The virus can be transmitted to people and animals through an infected mosquito bite. Horses can be vaccinated for Eastern Equine Encephalitis and West Nile virus, and officials recommend reducing exposure to mosquitoes by keeping horses in the barn from dusk to dawn when mosquitoes are most active.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Minocqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Minocqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
The Packers beat the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a 5-hour flight delay.
when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to end game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team by trying to, you know, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
How do you stay humble when you're America's number one wiper blade? That's what we're currently dealing with at Rain-X. Is it even possible to humble brag when you bully Mother Nature like we do? Do we sound too conceited if we keep repeating how Rain-X is the number one brand of wiper blades in America? No, we'll take a lesson from our wipers and just keep doing our job with humility. As America's number one wiper blade. Rain-X. Outsmart the elements.
This week at Macy's, it's the best time to save on fall styles at our biggest fall sale. Find the classic brown boots and preppy Mary jeans that everyone's wearing. Luxurious cashmere and wool sweaters. Even better, it's our lowest prices of the season on diamond jewelry, now 50 to 75% off, over half off. Don't miss your chance to save big on the looks you need now at Macy's biggest fall sale. Today, savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
We look closely at all the data. We pore over test results. But what we see is you. We see what makes your smile widen and your eyes brighten. Even as we study breakthrough research and implement the most advanced technologies, what we see is how we can use it to serve you and your well-being. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. What we see is you.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Borbens. An unsettled start to the week with showers likely later this afternoon, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs near 60. Some evening showers, chilly, lows in the mid-30s. Showers again on Tuesday, still breezy, highs only in the mid-40s. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
98Q Country.
Crosses, railroad ties, oh Hail Marys, Friday nights, heartbeat baby, low beam lights, God I miss when you were mine back when. That song was a song I could sing along without thinking about you every time I came on, every beat, every line, every word, every time when a road was a road. Kiss, backseat promise, breaking it, floorboard feeling, counting lines, God I miss when you were mine.
Fast and we were in the sleep.
Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
You could try to love her, but you leave your heart breaking boots.
One bad habit, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Take a few tears now and then and just let them out. I'm not afraid to cry every once in a while, even though going on with you gone still upsets me. There are days every now and again I pretend I'm okay, but that's not.
Slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand, in your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, maybe this. It's turning to a we should probably get up out of here. Oh baby, I swear I can feel it in the air. I can feel it. You got everybody looking, looking at you, looking at me. Them words you're whispering in my
my ear, girl, they're as smooth as Tennessee. We got all night to go, this flame ain't burning low. There's something here I know, cause I can feel it in the air. Feel it in the whiskey, in my hand, in your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance. Baby, this is turning to a we should probably get up out of here. Oh baby, I swear I can feel it in the air. I can feel it. I can feel it in the air. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Hold on. Cause I can feel it. Body tells me when you start to dance, baby, this is turning to a we should probably get up out of here. Oh, baby, I swear I can feel it in the air.
I can feel it. Oh, I can feel it.
I can feel it in the air.
I can feel it. Oh, I can feel it.
Say, I can feel it in the air.
Kane Brown.
I can feel it.
I can feel the frost advisory, that's for sure. 30 is our temp, probably 25, 26 for you low outlying people. Frost advisory was issued. Can we get to the point where we just issue a frost advisory once? I mean, for the next week, across the screen, it'll flash weather advisory, weather alert. And we appreciate the weather people on the TV. They do a good job of updating us. But once you have one frost advisory, isn't that it? Isn't that it? I mean, it's kind of like having one warning saying, hey, that little building over there, that shed, it burnt down. And then the next day, there's another advisory saying, hey, remember that shed over there? It burnt down. And 2 days later, there's another advisory saying, hey, remember that shed over there? It burnt. It's kind of, you know, just once is good, right? And we're October 20th. So if you're still trying to grow cucumbers in the backyard, I got news for you. That's not going to end well. All right, so the growing season is done, and we're going to move on here. Boy, those yellow leaves, are those the maple ones? I'm not a big tree. I'm not an aficionado of which trees are what, but I believe the yellow leaves are the maple ones, right? They're hanging on for dear life. I mean, all the wind that we've had a few really windy days. And there's still a few up there. Clean the leaves out of your yard, and then you go back, and there they are again. Those yellow ones hanging on. A little bit of color left. It kind of depends on where you are. You could go to the western part of the state. Still something over there. I was up in Wakefield and Bessemer over the weekend. Across the border, they let me. And they let me come back. And the colors were, I mean, there were a few left here and there, but not a whole lot. And by the way, that's one of the most least assuming border crossings. Usually when you travel, and I've been blessed enough to travel around the country a little bit and drive to the coast, all of the coast. And usually when you cross a state line, you know, there's usually big bells and whistles. There's big signs, welcome to. But up north there, I was just thinking, you know, I crossed over from Wisconsin into Michigan, and I'm sure there's probably a sign, but I don't remember the sign. But I did come in on a back road, so maybe that's it. There doesn't seem to be quite the celebration because the northern Wisconsin and the UP, we should just make it part of Wisconsin. The UP, it should just kind of blend into Wisconsin, because the lower part of Michigan, They look up there to the UP, and they're like, hey, how you doing up there? You're one of us, huh? All right, good for you up there, UP. But you're attached to Wisconsin. So it was a beautiful day, beautiful weekend. Saturday I was over in Wakefield. It was nice. It was very nice. Sun was out. So I hope you had a chance to get out and enjoy. Don't give up on the nice weekends. This weekend, probably some 50-55s. For high temps, they're saying this weekend. It's 6:50. It's 10 before 7. Let's take a moment here to focus on the family to get this Monday, October the 20th, off and running.
Teresa had a stroke 18 years ago. She doesn't have control over her hands the way she once did. She has a hard time doing simple things in life, like styling her own hair. When she goes to the beauty salon, she leaves with a smile. She feels beautiful. But as soon as she washes her hair, it all falls flat, and she can't get it to look the way the stylist does. Andrew, Teresa's husband of nearly 45 years, knows how much joy a new hairstyle brings her. He wants her to feel great about her hair every day, not just a few times a month. So he went to his wife's salon and bought the hair products that he needed to recreate his wife's look at home. Then Teresa's hairstylist taught him how to use it all. Andrew spent hours practicing with a brush, a curling iron, and hairspray. He's not ready to declare mastery over hairstyling, but he sure enjoys seeing the smile on Teresa's face. Expressions of love, like Andrew's, are inspiring. Sadly, you don't hear about them very often. The media gets better ratings when they expose the latest gossip on marriages that don't work out. And that's too bad. We need to hear more stories like Teresa and Andrew's. They remind us that every marriage has obstacles to overcome, and most couples hang in there when things get tough. Not only do they find a way to stay together, they turn their challenges into the very thing that deepens their love. To help your marriage thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
98Q Country.
Dear Lord, can you help me? I've fallen out of grace. I'm crawling back to heaven from this hell on earth I made. My blood is getting heavy. There's metal in my veins. It's running like the river filled with all of my mistakes. On my knees I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. shackled in these chains. I'm haunted by the lies of every time I said I'd change. I'm slipping through the shadows, it's weighing on my soul. The lights are shining on me, but there ain't nobody home. On my knees I'm looking up, I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. Enough of my demons, but angels only meet you where you are, and I'm in the dark. At least for now, Lord, I ain't losing hope that somehow you can make a heart of gold from this heart of stone, from this heart of stone, this
Joel Karnik in the morning.
And I like him because they actually play music in the mornings where a lot of radio stations just talk the whole time.
98Q Country.
We were all down at Margie's bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up. The song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Now, Bubba ain't never been accused of being mentally stable, so we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. He dragged him right out of Margie's. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox last night. Sheriff arrived with his bathrobe on. The confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered out, reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped through every one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Well, he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide. Mm-hmm.